Iranian-American journalist Roxana Saberi was arrested in Tehran last January. She was convicted of spying and was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Ms. Saberi was released a few weeks before the Iranian election and is now back home in Fargo, North Dakota. Roxana, first of all, very good to have you back.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be back.
In Tehran right now, you've got, on one hand, immense crowds pouring onto the streets, voicing open dissent. On the other hand, hard crackdown on coverage and access to the internet, kind of akin to the force you witnessed this year in Iran. How do you make sense of these contradictions after 6 years there?
I think Iran is a country of contradictions. I had covered protests in Iran in 2003, and what is similar from that time and this time is that there is the same general frustration, I think, felt by many Iranians at the challenges to the changes and reforms that they want. But what's different is that the last protests that I covered in 2003 were smaller, and they were sparked by incidents at Tehran University. They were maybe more grassroots, at the grassroots level, without organized political leadership. And after about 10 days, they petered out because they were repressed. So this time, I didn't think that we'd be seeing such massive demonstrations in opposition to the election results, and I'm surprised, actually, at how courageous many of these Iranian people have been to peacefully demonstrate for what they consider to be their basic rights.
How do you feel about not being there right now? Do you wish you were there?
I have to admit, I wish I could witness this firsthand, but I know that at this time it's not a realistic option for me. But even though I'm not physically in Iran and I'm physically far from Iran, my heart and mind are with the Iranian people. I'm trying to keep up as much as possible by keeping in touch with some of my friends through email and so on.
What are they telling you? What are you hearing from friends and sources in Iran at the moment?
Some of my friends who were there feel that they've been wronged. Those are people who have voted for Mousavi or for candidates other than Mr. Ahmadinejad. They feel like they're being treated as naive, or that the authorities believe that they'll accept whatever they're told. Many of them feel like they've been duped. They don't like to be treated as if they're naive or ignorant. Of course, the Iranian society is diverse, and different people have different opinions, and some people, of course, support Ahmadinejad. But those people that I spoke to, including some people who didn't vote 4 years ago or didn't vote 8 years ago but voted this time because they wanted to see some change, they feel like they've been very wronged.
Given your firsthand experience of how power works there, are you surprised that Iran's supreme leader has called for a formal review of vote results? I mean, even if it is just a move to buy time, it is rare for the supreme leader to backtrack like this.
It at first does seem rare, but his announcement about calling for a recount of ballots could be a political trick, just trying to throw the opposition off balance. They haven't said yet who's going to carry out the recount, if it's supposed to be the same people who did the previous election count or not.
What's the one thing you want to know, Roxana, about what's happening there right now that has not been revealed by the Iranian government or the media covering this election?
It's always been very difficult to analyze Iran for various reasons. One is because the Islamic Republic is not very transparent. In this case, too, of course, there were not international neutral observers for the elections that we could turn to say what were these real results. There are polls taken in Iran about public opinion, but you always have to take those with a grain of salt. And another reason that it's hard to analyze Iran is that the people are kind of unpredictable, too. Sometimes they don't make up their minds, or they don't say what they're going to do until the very last minute. And I think this is what makes Iran such a beautiful and mysterious country, is that it's very difficult to predict, and it is difficult to analyze.
Are you worried about friends and colleagues right now back in Tehran?
I will be worried if there is violence used against peaceful demonstrators. Yes, definitely I'll be worried.
That seems to have already happened, though. So
yes, it has. And I'm not surprised that it has happened. I just hope it doesn't get worse.
Roxana Saberi spent 6 years living in Iran before authorities arrested her last February. She spent 4 months in prison there and was released last month. Good to speak with you on the program again, Roxana. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Marco.
Perhaps the news from Iran this week leaves you wanting to know more about the history of democracy movements there. If so, send us your questions and we'll try to answer them in our weekly history podcast. The podcast is called How We Got Here. You can send your questions to theworld@pri.org. Again, that's theworld, one word, at pri.org.